speech of August 2009 about the zero-sum game. Although it might be a sore temptation to have much money at one's disposal, one should consider that every too much means effort and has consequences. Who has a high living effort omits also enjoying life extensively and having time for things that are really important. What one needs to live is already to acquire for relatively little money. A minimum is sufficient. All the important things beyond that are not to have for money. It is admittedly better to live with some comfort, but if one lives properly, one even gets along without it. But anyone who thinks to be able to become happy with an undeserved bonanza must know that undeserved represents injustice, which will be compensated by L. For no bonanza emerges from nothing. One receives something that previously belonged to someone else, who does not own it any longer. If this one had acquired it honestly, Z suffers the loss, if not the aggrieved person. Life is for every living being a zero-sum game. This is a universal law to which every living being must bow. One might have more of the one, but therefore one has less of the other. This balance can never be abrogated over longer time, since L compensates over all. Since nothing is alien to Zer, everything is compensated with Zer, who plays the lottery supports that a few get rich at the expense of many. This may be no matter in a zero-sum game, but who causes extremes also has to experience extremes, where everything positive is compensated by the negative and vice versa. Without the extreme, every world is incomplete, but life in the middle between them is much easier to endure. Who has reached once the top of a world by modeled service remains there also in every subsequent world until Z reaches L, since this reduction in essential respects would be unjust. Who thus wants to live the most beautiful extreme is to become like L, but one is to be, however, aware that it is the most difficult task before L to be on the top of a world, since here is the most is demanded and to accomplish. For one can only survive on the top if one deserves it, and that means that everyone below this must accept this. It is indeed true that N is supported by L, but it is equally true that one has all the gifts to have to fill in this position essentially alone, since no one below the top can take something crucial off one's shoulders, because he does not have the necessary properties. But every living being will reach the top sooner or later.